That's around the table.
It's so slow.
Does it say that every week?
Yeah, rest of the summer is all over. But so I still have to do all my reporting. So I tell my staff, there's some conferences and camps that are my staff will go on. For the most part, day to day, we don't have. And then I usually have a BSW.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Charlie. How are
you? Doing good. All the stuff I got invited to, by the time I'm gone.
So I'd love it. It's a great gig. I love the kids.
I know that guy.
This is some of the information about why
there is one.
We were talking about that. I don't know if you want me to. I got some stuff from them. You can put some stuff in bullet points that they can mention.
See, that's what I would prefer. I mean, you know, because I'm not interested in mission statements and stuff, just like all these things. So what do you do? What's your...
I mean, and I don't mind doing that because I was sitting there thinking about that. And I met with them, I was like, put some stuff together. So I can put some stuff together in bullet points for you. So that way you can kind of know. And I'll do that for Dallas, too, because he's asking me to.
Okay, you guys ready to get started? Sort of. Hey, you two troublemakers down there.
We're here.
Okay, I'm going to hand it over to Liz real quick.
The only changes to the agenda from what was published Thursday or Friday of last week, and I copied you all, is that Councilman Morgan had asked to pull off the consent the sale of the Fire Station 6 and then the Bernadine property for discussion on the floor, so that's been done. I also wanted to pass around, this one's a little bit more critical. Also in your packet from last Friday was, under consent, the summary proposed budget. And once y'all get this one-page document, I've got a little change. We published to you in the right-hand column, in the front column, version in the council packet as of last week. If you look to the very, very bottom line, we showed that our budget summary was coming in at $128,363,000. As of today, and what is on consent for tonight, is the $128,163,000. So what happened with the $200,000? Last week, we had put in, based on the prior Monday's discussion on the tactical range for the police department, when we all left that Monday the 23rd, the idea floating around was $400,000 towards that line item. And in fact, you all came back last Tuesday and agreed to $200,000 at this point in time. We still had in the budget $400,000. So we pulled out the $200,000 and said that, and then recognized we have another $200,000 sitting in there. So to your credit, our credit as a city, we have reduced that summary budget another $200,000. So at least it went down, it didn't go up. And that was just the dialogue difference between the 23rd and the discussion on the 30th. So with everything going around and all the changes, again, we're pleased it went the other way, but that's what the even $200,000 was, and we were able to pull that. It was $100,000 from 1 cent 15, and $100,000 from the opportunity fund. So you would see that on this one page summary. So that's it.
Did we do 400?
No, we did not.
They said they could use 400.
400, and that's what we had put in on that Monday work session night of budget session, that very, very first night. So, it's all out now. It's all out now. They is it 400? So, we've got it down to 200,000. Okay. That's just a small bit of clarification, and it's still, again, on consent.
The mayor is signing vigorously, and so she asked me to...
Ray's taking over.
continue the pre-meeting. So does anybody have anything else? Anything else? This? Anybody else? Anybody?
I just wanted on the for CNFR next week. The 15th is the council introduction. 7 o'clock is when it starts, and then after steer wrestle. So I can't narrow that time down.
What time do you want us there?
It was somewhere around 7:30 or 5.
I didn't go last year. So.
You know, I don't know. Seven would be safe.
Okay.
When it starts.
Is there a specific place we're sitting?
There's a specific place where we're coming down. So yeah, let me know. I'll get the tickets and I'll get that kind of information. I did not go to the meeting last night because I didn't make it back into Casper. But I'll have the seating details, the tickets. And then on the 12th is a banquet at the Parkway. And that's another city council, county commission, county commission deal. If you're interested in that, just let me know. And the number of people you have come in, and if you're not sure if you're interested, but you might be, just let me know that and I'll reserve the seats.
What day is this thing coming? I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
Monday the 12th for the College of National Fathers Rodeo.
There's a banquet.
The city's a significant sponsor for it. So is the county.
So we'll have a table around it. Where is it now?
Parkway. Did you go last year, Sean? For the banquet.
What time is it on the 12th?
6:30.
Okay.
Dinner's at 7.
So I don't think I'm going to be able to make that, but I'll be there for dinner. Sure.
Okay, so I'll make all of
yeah, see, that means there's something on that. Yeah. On the white day?
Well, they didn't give me anything on the 15th.
This is when they're recognizing all of us.
Yeah, but I think there's a reception for some of the folks, including us, I think.
15th or the 9th?
I'll double check. The dates that she just sent me over the 12th. And the 15th.
Maybe it was from the CAC meeting. Yeah.
Anything else? Meza.
I think it's very important that we figure out if we're all participating for parade day. Because Chief King has indicated that we are able to ride on a fire truck and spray water.
Is anybody thinking about doing
not,
that?
It's not a one-way thing.
Okay.
Kids love blasting.
When is it? When is the parade this year?
July 11th.
So you have a month to decide if you want to ride it, Devils.
I'll be there.
I have a
fire truck.
On the parade.
I think that's right, yeah.
So I can spray people with my hose when they can ride.
I'll be there for the parade, I think.
That will too.
On the fire truck.
Yeah, I think I might have a little big brother, big sister kiddo with me.
I don't have my kid.
Is that okay from a liability standpoint?
Can I bring a motorized spray gun?
That was good.
We just charged
it. Maybe. I was planning on driving, taking my truck, but I don't have it.
You might want to get them some fire trucks.
Yes. Fire trucks funds up.
Good share.
We've always been on earlier.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
we're going to be on this year.
Chris, I'm going to write on it.
What? Do it.
You're such a funny.
The whole team is going to be there.
Yeah, it depends on how it works.
Anybody else have anything?
I will be out of state next week and we'll miss the meeting.
The one shooting for a session.
Be back just in time.
Last week's WHIM, I was in Gillette. That was great. So I advocated for the resolutions that we spoke about.
Jesse's talking about WHIM.
WHIM decided otherwise, so WHIM will be proceeding to try to reinstate the growth tax. We were part of 11 other municipalities that didn't agree. So, I mean, it's kind of
11 others did not agree.
Fun loving.
Right. 11 others had our same mindset in terms of it's not a good idea, but it's still passed.
This is just the food tax.
Yep.
How many municipalities are in it?
34 voting members for there.
Wow.
34 voting members, 12 voted no for the reinstatement of the tax.
Everybody else voted for it?
Yep. So we went to the reinstatement of the tax.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So this is kind of where, you know, WHAM struggles with, you know, they need credibility, especially when our state legislators are asking us personally or as a council, and we say something that contradicts what WHAM's trying to advocate for. So you kind of have that, not one, I guess, unified message.
I see.
So
what was WHAM's position? What were those other municipalities, were there saying why they were saying?
Yeah, so the argument that I brought forth in the resolutions committee, everybody agreed, and that was great, and it didn't, so in my mind, it shouldn't have gone to the floor, and it did go to the floor that Friday, and then when it did, it was a smaller town, and, you know, they said it's really important because, you know, we need revenues, even though it's not directly distributed, you know, to them, but they said they need all the help that they can get so they can continue functioning as a town.
They don't tend to be smaller towns that wanted it.
Right, and then you had other places like Shoshone and Legal and smaller towns saying, we don't even have a grocery store, so it's not even going to matter if we have a food tax. You know, there's only 15 other states that do have a food tax. So I guess they're trying to advocate for Wyoming to be the 16th.
I wonder if they remember how it turned out when T was taxed.
Thanks. You know, if you don't know your history, sometimes it'll come back around.
Hundreds of years later.
Dallas, do you have a comment?
Yeah, a couple of things. I had somebody call me today inquiring whether we might be interested in selling Jim Wetzel, the ex-police. I guess the issue is...
This might be an executive session topic, Dallas.
So anyway, I'll just leave it at that. And the other one is, are we going to try to get the contract signed tomorrow with the manager?
June 20th, if I may.
Can't we sign it this week, get it done?
No, because it takes official action by council by a resolution in order to authorize the mayor to execute it. We're still negotiating out the terms with Mr. Carter. Or Carter Napier.
We don't have the terms.
I just talked with them. There was one little issue, and tomorrow I'll be talking with him. And he wanted to wait till June 20th because he wanted a little more opportunity to look over his contract before it moved forward.
What about approving the budget before the 20th?
You'd need to set a special meeting in order to do that, but we have to advertise in order to do that, and I don't know if we can make the advertisement. I'd have to defer that to Liz, I'm not sure.
Forgot about the advertising.
It has to be advertised in the paper.
For how long before the meeting?
It's one publication, if I remember correctly, but...
You need to set the public hearing in West Warwick, we're saying it's tonight. And then the vote has to be passed between, I think it's the state law is rather specific as to exactly when a municipality must pass its budget. And I believe that we have between the second and third Tuesday to pass it. That's our window. So the third Tuesday of the month would be June 20th. So
it could be the latest.
That would be consistent with our council meeting schedule. Because we don't typically have one on the second.
And isn't there a publication requirement, or am I wrong?
There is a publication requirement.
There is.
There's a public hearing requirement as well.
And Pete, are we required to have a public hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
So that, I think that's the answer. Or else we have to have a public hearing.
So can it be done before the 20th?
I think we kind of take away the people's chance to speak.
Well, no, I mean, if you have its own, if you have a meeting just to do that.
I have to look at the timing and whether we get it published in time, because you have to have some lead time to get the publication notice to the paper and get it published, and then enough lead time for the public hearing.
Yeah, I guess my one concern about that would be tonight on the agenda is setting the public hearing for June 20th. And so if we were going to decide to do a different date, we would have to change that tonight. We would not be able to pass it.
The reason I bring that up, there's two things that go through my mind. One is things like that I like to get done early and not have it the day it's due. Secondly, I think timing of how you do it with the paper is kind of important too. And the same with the manager's contract. think that you ought to maybe attempt to learn how to deal with the newspaper a little better than it's been in the past, and social media. And these are two big events. Once you start thinking about it, you'll find that you might think it's important. But I guess now probably isn't really the time to talk about it, but it's something I've given some consideration to, with respect to how things are timed out back here, and then how it's all handled out in the public. And I think we have an excellent opportunity to control our destiny in the process. And I need to start now.
Jesse.
Thank you. I forgot to mention during the budget talks for training, so we can have city staff that can, some out-of-state functions or conventions like the GOFA, so that convention, I'm not sure if that's already in there, if that could be possible, is that just a simple amendment, or is that just a city manager call?
To add money back.
Just to allow city staff to go to anything, whether it's a convention, a lot of city staff put their WAM conventions, apart from councilmen and mayors. It'd be great to see.
Both of you, so your honor, it would be a city manager call.
Okay.
And again, the Asian wanted us to stay in state as much as we could, but he did make exceptions on some mandatory trainings. And
okay.
So we do have money budgeted.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Right now.
Somebody else, because I'm giving out some awards.
Yeah, they're all, our six officers are getting awards tonight, and maybe one of them will not. Is there anybody in uniform out there?
Okay. I said, if this is really happening, this is the weirdest crap I have ever. Okay.
There's six of them out there in uniform. Right. I think maybe there's
maybe
confusion.
Maybe there's distance one of them looks like.
Yeah, probably so.
Okay. Dallas.
I have one other thing. I personally think it's important that we set up it will have to be an executive session. I think we need to be told what's going on in the Hedquist case. Just because I think we need to know the information. Because seeing a huge spike in our insurance, they showed us in the budget of $192,000 for this year. So,
I already messaged him. I'm working on it.
And the fact that it's being appealed to the Tenth Circuit. The Tenth Circuit requires a mediation conference with the parties before any briefs are filed. And so this would be a good time to talk about that case.
Do we want to go around the table or wait till we get out there? I hear the Rotary Conference was pretty rockin' and they want to be here forever. They had a good organizer. So I'll mention that out there.
Okay, it was 400 sales tax generating.
Tell me this off.
You see a spike? Yeah, you can, Sean. You just wait. It'll be off the Richter scale.
Month of Rotary.
Gene sales tax.
Because you needed something else to do.
It's done now, though. Weight off the shoulders.
She was training on doing the WAM conference here.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit there, though. Not politely.
There's somebody that looked like it was doing WAM.
Better come back.
Yeah. They all have that.
Yeah. I was talking when I was down there for, when I was here in Castro doing something for a lot of people. What are
we doing?
It's
just a little
bit.
Yeah.
part of that. Anyway, she was saying Gillette's starting to.
$250 million.
I think we just.